Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Just when you think you've got life figured out, you're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Would you leave a sleeping 7-year-old home for an hour by themselves while you ran a couple of errands? Take a listen to the message we got from Cassandra for Parental Confidential this morning. How many of you listening would have an issue with this? 585-252-9800. Let us know your thoughts. She wrote in over the weekend and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. So, daughter is 7 years old. She begged me Friday night to let her stay up late since she didn't have school. I figured, why not? Let her have a little fun, right? Well, she ended up falling asleep around 9, and she was out cold the next morning. I needed to go pick up a grocery order, swing by the store for a few things, so I left her a note, made sure her tablet and snacks were within reach, and I was gone for an hour. We have an alarm system, 2 dogs. I was literally a mile up the road, but my husband was livid. He says a 7-year-old should never, ever be left alone, asleep or not. He says it was dangerous, it was irresponsible, and now he's not even talking to me. I get it. I have PTSD, and I tend to overthink everything, so I actually thought I was making progress by not panicking and trusting that everything would be fine. Now I feel like the worst mom in the world. I don't know. Did I make a huge mistake, or is my husband overreacting? I just would love to hear from any parents on what their thoughts are on this particular situation. Thank you." Okay, guys, we could use you on this one today. 585-252-9800.
7 is like, I don't know. I think that's a pretty responsible age to start implementing leaving a child home. I think there needs to be some communication to said child to say, hey, you know, this is the situation. Or at the very least, leaving a note is, I think, going to be standard as well. But yeah, honestly, when you roll the dice like that, I would say 80% of the time they're not going to wake up.
No, I get that. I just feel like 7 is kind of young.
I feel like that's when you start implementing, I guess, testing out staying home alone. That's what I did.
At 7? I would have said 10. 10 years old. Let's go to some calls here. PXY, who's this?
Hi, this is Deb.
All right, Deb. Your thoughts. Go ahead.
Absolutely no. There is nothing more important that you need to do that can't wait until your child wakes up.
Well, what's
anything
a good
can happen? Anything that could happen while you're gone.
Yeah.
What if there's a fire? What if somebody breaks in? What? Great, you have an alarm system. You have a dog. What if a child gets up and falls and gets hurt? Nobody's there to take care of that child.
I would have at
Are
least.
Are groceries really worth that?
Yeah, well, I would have.
To you?
I would have at least woke her up and said, "Hey, I'm heading out," just in case she misses the note. You know what I mean? But what is a good age? Till if you were to do this. It's clearly not 7. What's a good age? Depending on how mature your kid is?
I would say 11.
11?
I figure this depends on how responsible they are. I mean, I guess each kid is an individual.
Yeah.
But 7 is just too young. You wake the child up, you take the child with you, or you wait. There's no two ways about that.
See, and she thought she was making progress with her PTSD. It just backfired on her.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but that was a bad choice.
Got it. Okay.
Maybe a lesson learned.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll go over to Sarah that says, "I would be fine leaving her home alone for an hour, but I agree. You got to wake her up first. Let her know where you're going. Does she even have a phone? She's got a tablet, but I doubt a 7-year-old has a phone. You know what I mean? And who has a landline today? What if there is an emergency? How would she get a hold of you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I don't know. I think you also need to take into account, like, do they have a good relationship with the neighbors? Like, I don't know.
There's a lot of factors here that need to come into play. Julie says, my mom used to leave us in the car with a Capri Sun and a prayer while she shopped for 2 hours. This ain't that deep.
A Capri Sun and a prayer.
Someone tell the husband he's overreacting.
Interesting.
So some of you think husband's overreacting. Some of you think no big deal. You left a 7-year-old home alone to sleep for an hour while you went and got groceries.
I just think there should have been more conversation around it, but I don't know. I don't think it's that. I honestly don't think it's that big of a deal. But
we do have a listener saying if the kid's 7, that's too young to be alone. I don't care if she's asleep or not, because accidents don't wait for you to get home. Sorry, but dad's right to be upset. How old were you when you first got to stay home alone? I don't know.
Like 7.
Didn't know.
I feel like 7 or 8 at the very earliest.
Were your parents left you alone at home?
They also like knew how to use the phone.
So that means you were in charge of your younger brother.
Yeah, or he wasn't there. I mean, I think this was more so just like taking care of myself.
Your parents left and they were debating if they should come back or not.
You also need to take into account my mom's like a teacher. So like, I don't know, their schedules are way different.
Well, you know, that being said too, maybe your mom felt like, you know, there was certain responsibilities that were instilled in you that because she was a teacher.
Also, I feel as if like timing matters. Like if you're being left alone for 30 minutes to an hour, okay. If you're being left alone for 7 hours, it's a huge difference.
Yeah, I know.
Huge difference.
I just feel like 7 is kind of young, but it depends on the kid. Andrea says, I'm not against leaving a 7-year-old home alone to run an errand, but I wouldn't do it while they're asleep. I just wouldn't feel comfortable with them waking up and not knowing where I am. What if they missed the note? No, too young. 7 is crazy. If your daughter was 9 or 10, that's one thing, but I would be angry too. So a lot of people are back and forth on this one.
All right, let's get to some texts over here. 7 is way too young to leave a child alone. It's illegal in New York State. Okay, people always say things are illegal, and we have to fact check that because I truly don't know. 7 is way too young. That's the second grade. Probably wouldn't leave my kid home alone until probably like the 4th grade for an hour. My daughter is 10, and I just started leaving her home alone at 9, but she has a phone and is never sleeping when I'm not home, especially at night.
All right, so here's the what it says. In New York, there isn't a specific legal age when a child can be left home alone. The decision of whether a child is mature enough to stay home alone is left to the parent or guardian's discretion. Okay.
Hi, this is Lucy. I think it's reasonable to leave a child home alone for an hour, but no more than that, especially if the child is sleeping. The husband is overreacting, in my opinion. This person says, and what if she gets up and goes to the neighbor saying her mom is gone? CPS city lady. That's from our friend who works at CPS.
I got off the bus one day when I was 7 years old. My mom wasn't home. I panicked. I ran in the neighbor's house crying. I was sobbing. It's like everything was an emergency when I was a kid. I don't know why.
41, you still do.
Yeah. I'll leave it with Jason, who says, hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Why is this even a debate? This mom wasn't gone for hours. The kid was asleep. It's summer. People are out here calling CPS for things their own parents did every weekend in the 90s. I'm with the mom on this one.
I wish she would have said if the daughter woke up or not. I don't think she did. I think that would have been a way bigger deal if she did wake up. Mm-hmm. Sounds like she didn't. But
yeah, I would have at least wake her up and be like, hey, I'm running to the store. She wakes up and no one's home.
But that defeats the whole point.
Just saying. Like, I'm just saying, so she's not in a panic. I know I would have been. Would have called the police, the whole nine yards. The whole nine.
You want to talk about waking up in a panic? I was babysitting once, fell asleep. Like,
oh,
hey, time for you to wake up.
Okay.
Like, oh my God.
Oh, man. Never.
They never called me back.
No, of course not. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, thank you for the text on this one, guys. And of course, thank you to Cassandra, the message. Good luck with figuring this out with your husband. But I'll send you some of the message we weren't able to get to. We'll be right back.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
This weekend, hundreds gather downtown Rochester and were protesting and demanding an end to the ICE raids and deportation right here in and around our city. So the protesters gathered at Martin Luther King Jr. Park downtown on Saturday to call for the end of the raids, ICE raids in Western New York. I mean, I don't know. I've heard about so many of these raids taking place in the place in which I live, Fairport.
Yeah.
And around in other places as well. But so many people gathered, and the founder, co-founder, I should say, of Free the People Rochester said, "We're seeing ICE raids coming in our community. Just like last week, we saw ICE detain someone who is a U.S. citizen, and they are letting them know that they do not want ICE in and around our community." You know, when it comes to protesting, we've seen a lot of protests and people gathering to support one cause or one message. And it's nice to see over 300 people were there. But at the end of the day, I don't know how much it really does. I love the fact that people get together and use their voice. But it's just hard when you are actively protesting against something and it's still happening. And it affects a lot of people right here in our city. When you think of these raids, you don't always realize that they're happening right in your backyard.
Yeah, they're happening everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but the people that are getting deported are paying taxes, Social Security, all those things. I think that was the message that they were trying to get across. So,
coming up on the show, we have to talk about putting lipstick on a pig because I think we all do it.
We all do it, you know, and I think when it comes to something that you really care about, but it might be the point of no return of, hey, I really do care about this one thing, but I didn't treat it as such for the duration of time I had it. Something happened this weekend that I'm doing my best to save this one thing of mine that is on its last leg and just giving it the spruce up and the makeover it deserves.
It's 100% on its last leg.
Just get rid of it.
Lipstick on a pig. We all do it. We'll talk about what that is and what Breezy put lipstick on coming up next on the show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
How many of you have tried to make something look better than it really is, but not actually fixing the core issue? It's all surface, no substance. It's lipstick on a pig.
We love cosmetics. We do.
It is PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Listen, I've seen this time and time again with open houses. You walk through a home, they slap some candles and throw pillows in the living room just to distract you from the endless amounts of mold growing
within the cracks in the ceiling.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Same issue you had.
Having right now.
Yes.
Yeah. So obviously everybody knows my car is on its last leg. It's not in a good place. But guess what? It's paid off and I don't have a car payment and I'm running that thing into the ground.
Yeah, it's paid off, but at what cost?
I don't want a car payment. I'm not into it. It's really not for me. So I will be driving this car until the wheels fall off, essentially.
You guys ever notice that as soon as you pay off a vehicle, it just goes to crap?
That's exactly what happened. I literally sent in my last payment. This was like 2 or 3 summers ago. And
the transmission just
blew. Starter. See ya. Oh, yeah. Bye. Not me getting it freaking towed.
Yeah, that's right.
For like the low price of $150.
Every hubcap has come off.
No, fully. So it's been a journey. But I mean, honestly, I think it adds character to the vehicle. And I think that a lot of people can relate to when you pay off a car or when you've had something for long enough and it's like your comfort blanket, wheels, whatever the case may be. And this car's seen some stuff. And over the weekend, I had it detailed. And I'm on the phone with Moose, which we talked on the weekend, which is, honestly, I thought something was wrong.
We talk on the weekends.
We don't. My girlfriend, actually, the only reason we talked is because my girlfriend called you and you picked up her call, not mine.
I picked it up on the first ring.
Yeah, I know you did. I was like, literally, I was like mid saying to her, he doesn't really talk on the weekends. And you're like, hey, babe, what's up? I'm like, oh my God, I hate it here. Anyways. So I was like telling you how I got my car detailed and it looks great. It smells great. The girl came to my apartment. I didn't have to bring it anywhere. And thank God I didn't have to bring it anywhere because guess what? I went to move my car into a more like accessible spot for her.
Oh, they come to you to detail your vehicle?
She came to me. She came to my apartment. I went to go move my car from one spot to another so she could park her car next to the car, my car, and like have all of her stuff available.
All the wheels fell off?
Didn't start. Battery's dead. Didn't start. Had to jump it.
Are you joking?
No.
Breeze, it's time. It might be time.
So.
How many miles you got on that mini fridge?
I think like 120.
All right. So you're in the six figures now.
So I'm jumping my car. My girlfriend's had enough. She's like, we do this every time you drive the car. Like, it's a lot, right?
Well, because listen, for those of you who don't know, Breezy's car. She was late to work last week, and she texted me. It was 2 weeks ago or something like that. She's like, I'm going to be a little late. And she sent me a video of just her dashboard. She couldn't turn the car on. The battery's dead. She blamed her girlfriend. She thought maybe she left the interior light on all night. And that wasn't the case.
And then every time after that I was getting into the car, I was just throwing up a little Hail Mary. So we go to a car place yesterday. And we'd get the battery tested. Battery's completely dead. It's a bad battery. It's been in there for quite some time. So I buy a new battery and he goes, you know, you can get this one and it has a 3-year warranty on it. And I'm like, oh, the car's not lasting 3 years. So let's get the cheaper option. So we get the one that has a 1-year warranty. We pop the new battery in it. It's good as new, good as gold. We have a new battery. We have fresh interior.
Sure.
I'm going to go get a car wash. Like, it's basically a brand new car. No, it's a brand new car. Except for the fact that I can't accelerate at high volumes. But other than that, it's a brand new car. And I just feel like this is my second shot at treating this thing with the respect and love and care it deserves.
Yeah.
My mini fridge on wheels.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and treat that baby today? You know, put some more expensive gasoline in it. Matt in Brockport says, I bought a refurbished car off Facebook. New paint, Bluetooth speaker, hot glued to the dash. And no AC. Lipstick on a pig.
Yeah. This person says, Breezy, replace your alternator? I'm not sure, Kels. I don't know what that means. I got a new battery. That's all I care about. And now it turns on. That's all I really need.
Listen, as long as it's getting you from A to B, it's not doing it in style. But when you listen, next time you look for your new car, get your new ride and eyed.
Not the shameless plug. I mean, stepping into that bad boy, it smells delish.
Let me go over the text here. My landlord said they upgraded my apartment. He meant they painted over mold and replaced one cabinet door. Lipstick on a pig.
Painting hair into the wall.
Oh, we painted over this cockroach.
Yeah.
Every landlord in this city.
No, literally.
Oh, it's terrible. But well, I'm glad you got that.
If anyone wants to ride in my new car, come through. It's a new car to me. New battery, new interior.
Liz, you take care of it, it's going to take care of you. Unfortunately, you've never taken care of it. You've never changed the oil on time. You've made sure the brakes were just down to the freaking
metal to metal.
Metal to metal before you change them. You got to keep up on all this stuff. The dashboard literally says Breezy. It even spells out her name. You should probably change the oil. You're way overdue. How am I supposed to know? I didn't know.
I didn't know.
How can I possibly know?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.